Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get out to an old friend, a former PR director here with the San Diego Padres, broadcaster with the San Diego Padres. Now been down in Florida for a number of years, is the Miami Marlins broadcaster, doing a fantastic job. Glenn Geffner joins us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Well, you ready for the ball game tonight, Mr. Geffner?
I'm getting there, Coach. Hey, it's great, before we go any further, to have you back on the radio every day in San Diego. San Diego Radio is better with you on it, and happy with you today.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that a great deal. Let's talk about the Miami Marlins, the direction they're going. Derek Jeter's been there for a couple of years now. I know when he first got there, he didn't make a whole lot of friends by moving a lot of players out of the organization. Is it getting a little bit better for him?
Well, he said the day he took over the team that there were some hard decisions to be made coming up, and he was right when he said that. I think as time has gone on, people are beginning to see that he did what he had to do, and that anybody would have bought this team and inherited the mess both on and off the field that was here would have had to make some dramatic changes. And it's taken some time, but all of a sudden you do see some development at the big league level. But more than that, you see the foundation being built at the minor league level, where what they're looking to do is not put a team together that can get to the World Series and win it once a decade. As you know, they've won a couple of World Series here, but they've never been able to do anything beyond one season here and there. They want to build a team and go to spring training every year with a chance to play in October. And that's everybody's ultimate goal. And the way you do that, as I think fans in San Diego understand now, that the Padres have done in recent years, is by building that solid foundation of homegrown talent, which the Marlins have never really had. They've had waves of talent, depth of talent, but all of a sudden, in a year and a half under Derek Jeter and his leadership, we've gone from the number 29 or 30 farm system in baseball to one that most people have in the top 10, and it's climbing the top 10 pretty quickly, particularly after this draft international signing period. We're starting to see some of these players graduate to the big league level. We've had one of the better pitching staffs in baseball so far this year, particularly in the rotation. So I think fans who were very upset at first are beginning to see the fruits of this work, and hopefully, you know, much better days ahead.
You know, I look at a guy like Don Mattingly, who, you know, is with the Dodgers. He won three straight division titles. All of a sudden, he goes down to Miami and thinks he's got a pretty good ball club. All of a sudden, he's having to change his whole direction as a manager, and he and his staff to have to really do a lot of teaching at the big league level.
A lot of teaching and a lot of development of a culture. And you know what's funny for Donnie, who played his whole career as a Yankee and then managed the Dodgers, this is a guy who is really thriving in this environment. He wants to be a teacher. He wants to mold young talent and go through some of the ups and downs. He's really embraced this, and his coaching staff has embraced it as well. So whereas if you're on the outside, you might not think Donnie's a great fit for this group, I think he's actually a perfect fit watching him every day these last couple of seasons.
Glenn Geffner, voice of the Miami Marlins, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Curtis Granderson, I know he's towards the end of his career, but one of the great guys in baseball and probably a really nice sign as far as really teaching young guys how to be a pro.
No question. Grandy is about as good a guy as you'll ever meet in this game. You look at the back of the baseball card, he's had a heck of a run over 17 years for a guy who wasn't very highly regarded coming out of the University of Illinois at Chicago, not exactly a baseball powerhouse. But they brought Grandy in this past offseason. They brought Neil Warner in. They brought Sergio Romo in. And part of it was what those three guys could do on the field, but more than anything, it's for the leadership that they could bring in the clubhouse. And just about showing young players the way, what it means to be a big leaguer, how you conduct yourself on and off the field. And while each of the three of them has had some ups and downs on the field so far this year, they've been huge contributors in the clubhouse. And I think the impact that those three have made is going to be felt long beyond the time they play their last game for the Marlins.
Hey, Glenn, tell us a little bit about the right-hander the Padres are going to see tonight. Boy, he's off to a good start in his career, the 23-year-old Jordan Yamamoto.
Yeah, he's a native of Hawaii. He came over in the Christian Yelich trade, and he's off to a heck of a start. As you say, he's made five big league starts, 3-0 with a 1.24 ERA, He shut the Cardinals out over seven, and not just his first big league start, but in his first two big league starts. He threw 14 scoreless against St. Louis. He's the first pitcher to go back to 1908 to have made five consecutive starts to begin his career, working at least four innings and allowing three hits or fewer in each one. He's got a wide array of pitches. He doesn't overpower you, but he's the kind of pitcher. He's got a lot of different ways to get you out. He changes speeds. He moves the ball around. Donnie has said a couple of times that this isn't a guy who scouts would salivate over right now. But you watch him pitch, and you like having him out there. He's done a really nice job. He's very unfazed on the mound by anything that happens. He made the jump from Double-A to the big leagues this year, and he's been terrific so far.
Glenn Geffner joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. A player that I really like, and a lot of people may not know a lot about him. In fact, and let's face it, there are a lot of guys on this team that aren't household names around Major League Baseball. But Brian Anderson right now hitting 248, probably a better hitter than that. But I think he's a really nice young talent they have.
You're right. He got off to a slow start this year, and he's spent the last 6 weeks still kind of digging out from hitting in the 220s, 230s early on in the season. But this is a guy who is a gamer, who goes out there and plays hard every day, who plays the game with a real passion, a real intensity, and sometimes even beats himself up a little bit too much because he's so intense. But whether you play him at third base, which is probably where he's going to end up in the long run, or in the outfield where he's played a decent amount both the last 2 years as well, he's a tremendous defender. He's got a cannon arm. And he's just one of those guys who he may not be the face of a franchise, but he's one of those guys that if this team is going to be a successful winning team year after year, is going to be a big part of the nucleus of this team. He's a homegrown player at the University of Arkansas, and a guy who's been a lot of fun to watch.
Hey, Glenn, I look at a guy like Martin Prado, Neil Walker, Starlin Castro. I know none of those guys are having huge years. I know Walker, you know, he'll run into one occasionally, only got five homers. But do you see the Marlins making any deals and maybe shipping out some of those veterans?
You know, I think if they could, they would. There's no need to financially. Some of those veteran players, Granderson, for example, a Walker, a Romo, you know, guys who were probably brought in this winter with the thought that they could be gone at the deadline, haven't really put up huge numbers to the point where you think there'd be a huge market for them. If they can spin them for something, I think they would, but there's no need to do that. Really, the need is at some point you want to open up some spots for some players they've got down in Double A and Triple A, who they like to get up to the big league level at some point before the season's over. We've got a second baseman tearing it up in New Orleans, Isan Diaz, who also came over in the Christian Yelich trade, who at some point is going to replace Starlin Castro, whether it's down the stretch this year or on opening day next year. He'll be the everyday second baseman here. There's several young outfielders who we need to see either for the first time or see a little bit more of and figure out what we have in a Lewis Brinson, for example. Monte Harrison, who also came over with Brinson and Diaz and Yamamoto in the Yelich trade. Brinson has struggled so far over the past 2 years in the big leagues. He's tearing it up right now in AAA. He'll be back at some point. So I think any trades they make, it's not about money. It's about, you know, incrementally getting better with some pieces you might bring back, but more than anything, it's about opening up some spots for some of these talents they'd like to see before this 2019 season's over.
Hey, how many years have you been down there with the Miami Marlins now?
Coach, this is my 12th season.
Wow.
I've been out of San Diego for 17 years now, 5 years with the Red Sox before I came back here. I grew up down in South Florida, so this is a homecoming for me, and it's hard for me to believe it's been 12 years.
That's amazing. It's amazing. It's been 17 since you left San Diego, and you did a great job working for the Padres.
Nothing's changed in San Diego, though, in the last 17 years, right? Nothing's changed at all.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Hey, before I let you go, how about the fan base? Are they sticking with this ball club right now?
Well, it's not a matter of sticking with the ball club. It's jumping on board, really, more than anything here. This team has such a tortured history. And fans have stayed away in droves for the better part of this franchise's history, whether it's concerned with ownership or players coming and going or the stadium situation playing in the old football stadium. So now I think people are beginning to see that you've got ownership that's committed to doing what it takes to put a winner on the field. The ballpark itself is spectacular. It's one of the great fan experiences in baseball. When there are people in it, it's lively, it's energetic, it's a really nice atmosphere. So really, it's a matter of winning some people over right now, and it's going to take some time. I'm not as patient as maybe some other people are. I want to see it happen overnight. Derek Jeter talks a lot about not being a very patient guy on or off the field. But I think little by little, watching this team play this year, you know, you look at the record, and the record is what it is. We What you have to understand is this team started 10-31, Coach, and over the last 50 games, I think they're two games under 500, 24-26, and that's even with the bad last 10 days, 2 weeks. They've been over 500 for the better part of a two-month period. So the team's playing a lot better, and people are starting to see the vision for what this can be in the long haul. And I think once they show that they can win and that there's some young players who you can really embrace, fans are going to show up and support the team.
Well, they're going to get a Padre team that's coming in with a real bitter taste in their mouth. They got beat 3 straight at home by the Atlanta Braves. Should be an interesting series.
Playing the Braves 3 times, Coach. You play them 19 times a year. And, Coach, the Braves are the Marlins' number. I think we're 2-10 against Atlanta so far this year. They've had the Marlins' number for a couple. That's a good team. But you know what? As for the Padres, it's nice to see what they've been able to do over the last few years. And you can see they're right on the cusp. And I truly believe that with some of the veterans they've brought in the last couple of years, with the young talent now really beginning to make an impact. I think 2020 could be an exciting time in San Diego.
We're crossing our fingers on that one. Glenn, I hope family's well. Thanks so much for the time and continue great success down there with the Marlins.
Thank you, Coach. Always great to talk with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.